Studio 360.
The writer Mira T. Lee has family members who are mentally ill, schizophrenia and the adjacent diagnosis, schizoaffective disorder. She knows personally that dealing with those people in the throes of illness can be harrowing.
I've seen psychosis up close, and I know how scary it is to see your loved one transformed from this person who you knew all your life into someone who all of a sudden doesn't make sense anymore, or their personalities change and they become paranoid. And it's really, really frightening.
She addresses this head on in her first novel, just out, called Everything Here is Beautiful. It's about two sisters. The elder, Miranda, is successful and kind of straight-laced and responsible. The younger, Lucia, is very bright, works as a journalist, travels the world fine a lot of the time. She's impulsive, romantic, and then sometimes lapses into severe episodes of mental illness. And Miranda gets calls that the police found her sister screaming and naked in the street or shouting at a tree in Chinese and Spanish and Hebrew.
So this passage is from when Lucia, she goes to see this therapist, and the therapist asks her to describe the first time that she remembers having any symptoms or signs of her illness. First time it happened, the zing. Freshman year of college. I was visiting the art museum, staring at Picasso's Girl Before a Mirror. I first saw this painting in the Museum of Modern Art. I had been reading a little bit about cubism and about how it involves, you know, looking at something from different perspectives. And I thought that fit with Lucia, and it fit with Lucia just as a person in addition to Lucia as somebody who has an illness. The painting felt curiously bright. 10 minutes I stood there. You couldn't have pried off my eyes. And then came my reward. The painting is of a woman looking at her reflection in a mirror. And it is colorful and it has patterns in the background. On the left side is the woman in her daily life. And then on the right side is a much darker reflection of herself. The colors are darker. The face is more somber, and there's a tear rolling down her cheek. Perhaps this is her external self looking into her internal self, or this is a vision of what people see of her and then what she sees of herself. The colors bubbled like something alien. And the girl's body parts came to life. First, her breasts jiggled, like ornaments dangling on a Christmas tree. Then her stomach growled. I thought of Lucia looking at this painting and then starting to have these symptoms, these prodromal symptoms where perception is a little bit different and things are a little odd. Then half her cubist face laughed openly at me, while the other half distorted into a leer. Oh, Picasso, what a trick, I thought, enthralled by my own dreamlike state. She's not sure if it's her or if she's making it up in her head. And so she sees things and they start speaking to her and it feels like signs and things start moving. Well, the girl's me, of course, with one face for myself, one for everyone else, the people of the world. But no, that was wrong. There were the in-betweens, my mother, my sister, my roommates, my friends, and my boyfriends, never quite satisfying. The why relationships did or didn't work, I still couldn't figure. Maybe I needed more faces, one for each person I knew, or maybe infinite for each new person I was still to meet. And then it hit me. Oh, great master, revealing to me the ways of human nature, the ideal of the soulmate, why true love was so hard to find. Zing, the faces. We each had too many faces. This is actually something relatively common in these illnesses. You start to see things or hear things that you are unsure of whether they're real or not. She thinks that things are moving, and then she thinks, oh, you know, Picasso is speaking to me. But then she's also able to see that she's doing that. And so she still has insight, which is a term used in these illnesses. She's still completely aware that she might be perceiving things a little bit funny, but she kind of still is interested in it. She's fascinated by this. Like, this is happening to me, and how delightful. I took out my sketch pad, crayons to paper. I drew furiously. Circles, squares, triangles. Color-coded for physical, intellectual, emotional needs. Sense of humor. Artistic appreciation. Sexual adeptness. Musical tastes. Compatibility for travel and confinement in small spaces. If I could capture it on paper, create an artistic representation of human relationships, then it would finally all make sense. I rushed to my dorm room. I skipped lunch and dinner. I sketched the whole night in the dark, afraid that light would interfere with the synaptic conductions in my brain. By the next afternoon, the electricity had subsided. I squinted at pages and pages of my multicolored scribbles, trying to reconjure the excitement. But the connections, they were gone. When I found this image, it kind of spoke to me as everything that Lucia is in terms of her sanity and then insanity. She's bright and curious and vibrant, but then she's also tortured and depressed and just insecure sometimes. And so I immediately knew that this was the right painting she should be looking at. I think it represents everything that she is and everything, kind of everything that the book is.
That's Mira T. Lee. Her new novel, her first, Everything Here is Beautiful, is out now. Studio 360's Zoe Saunders produced that story.